Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Thank God it's Friday.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local now for a Friday. One of the things we love to do. One of the things we love to do, and that is to celebrate the day that we work all week for. It's the day of the week where we celebrate. It's the best day of the week.
Oh, man. What day is it?
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
It's Friday.
Who request a Friday song. Sometimes they request it on Thursday, by the way. They just can't wait for it. Great to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. It is Friday. Joe Biden is still trying to dig out of the problems he has with African-Americans in the Democrat Party. And even others in the Democrat Party. And you've seen a lot of people come out defending Joe Biden. We've seen a lot of folks, a lot of the presidential wannabes attacking Joe Biden on this. I know. It's so sad. I want you to hear what the Democrats are not telling you in the wake of the Joe Biden controversy. For those of you that don't know, that have not been following this story, this is a story that began earlier in the week and it's had legs. And it's one of those stories where he was talking about a comedy, not like funny stuff, comedy.
Funny comedy.
C-O-M-I-T-Y. Yeah. It's one of those things. By the way, can I hear air? Because I'm not hearing air for some reason. And I don't know if that matters or not. But I'm not hearing air at all. Tucker Carlson did a little commentary last night that I wanted to bring to you. And it's what the Dems are not telling you in the wake of this Joe Biden controversy. This was from Fox News Channel last night. Cut number one. Here it is.
For the entire history of Jim Crow, Democrats were the party of segregation. Guess who created it and maintained it and defended it? 101 members of Congress, for example, signed what was called the Southern Manifesto, supporting segregation in 1956, the year of the Little Rock Crisis. 99 out of 101 were Democrats. So, of course, Joe Biden caucused with segregationists and worked with them to pass legislation. Every single Democrat who has held national office in the 20th century has done the same, caucused alongside men who back segregation. John F. Kennedy did, Lyndon Johnson did, Al Gore did, Nancy Pelosi did. Doesn't mean they supported segregation, but they certainly made common cause with people who did. Even Barack Obama did. Barack Obama caucused with a segregationist. He was in the Senate alongside Robert Byrd of West Virginia. He was the senator who filibustered the 1964 Civil Rights Act. He was a recruiter for the KKK, not a momentary member. He was an exalted cyclops. He was a Klan recruiter. But that didn't stop Barack Obama from eulogizing Byrd at his funeral. Watch.
He was a Senate icon.
He was a party leader. He was an elder statesman. And he was my friend. May God bless Robert C. Byrd.
There's Barack Obama at a Klan funeral. Guess who else was at the Klan funeral? Who is that behind Obama with the goofy smile? Look carefully. Yes, it's Kirsten Gillibrand. Back then, she was happy to follow the Democratic crowd, go to the Klan funeral along with everyone else. And now she's doing the same thing, denouncing Joe Biden for doing the very same thing that she did. Watch.
I don't think that you should be bragging about working on a bipartisan basis with segregationists.
Come on now. Let's be serious. Let's be honest about what's actually happening. Nobody, not even someone as dim as Kirsten Gillibrand, and that's saying a lot, actually thinks Joe Biden is a racist or he's nostalgic for segregation. Come on. Of course he's not, whatever his many faults. This isn't about Biden's feeling on race at all, but about the modern Democratic Party. The modern Democratic Party is the party of wokeness. Just as 80 years ago, they're still judging people's worth by their skin color. Now they're also judging based on sex and age and immigration status and sexual orientation, too. On every one of those categories, Joe Biden is on the wrong side. His policy positions are irrelevant. Nobody cares. The party's ideological leaders literally can't stand the sight of him. He can't be the party's nominee for president. I'm sorry. He's an old white guy. Not allowed. And that's why they're erupting against him. It's why they'll keep doing it until he gets out of the race, which he will. You watch.
So there you have it. That's Tucker Carlson. And I thought that was the stuff the Democrats are not telling us about this. And there will be more. I want to take you next to Whoopi Goldberg. She was on The View yesterday. Let's go to cut three. And Whoopi Goldberg defended Joe Biden on The View yesterday. Listen to this.
Joe Biden is under fire from his Democratic rivals for comments on the campaign trail about working with notorious racist and segregationist Senators Herman Talmadge and James O. Eastland back in the day. He's not backing down. Take a look.
To suggest that individuals who literally made it their life's work to take America back on the issue of race is a real problem for me.
You don't have to agree. You don't have to like the people in terms of their views, but you just simply make the case and you beat them.
Are you going to apologize? Like Cory Booker?
Apologize for what?
Cory Booker's called for it.
Cory should apologize. He knows better. There's not a racist bone in my body.
Somebody running to be the leader of our party should know that using the word boy in the way he did can cause hurt and pain.
Okay, look. I grew up during the 60s, late 50s, 60s, and people like Robert Byrd were my senators, and Richard Russell, Strom Thurmond, William Fulbright, Sam Ervin. A lot of these guys voted no on the Civil Rights Act. Some of them were former Klansmen. This is the world as it was, okay? This is the world as it was. That's why LBJ had to beat up people to get them to notice us enough to give us the right to vote, okay? Now, you have to work with people you don't like. And if you're in an entire environment where there's lots of different people that you don't like, you have to figure out what to do. The idea, listen, beat him, beat Biden in the debates. You know, if you can beat him, beat him. Don't try to make him out a racist. You don't like some of the stuff he's done, say that, but you can't call a dude a racist. He sat for 8 years with a black guy. Where, what, did he have a noose in the background? Come on. There are real racists out there. Nobody who's running has a perfect record. There's something to find in everybody. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, Whoopi, I don't think they're calling him a racist, though. They're saying he's behind the times and that he doesn't understand.
No, they are saying, basically, they're not saying, hey, you're a racist. But when you say that kind of, when you say those kind of statements, you're alluding to that you think the man is a racist. Uh-huh. I'm saying, yeah, you had to deal with those guys.
Right.
So did everybody else. But this man sat with Barack Obama for 8 years.
Whoopi Goldberg and The View. Very bizarre. We're going to take a break here in just a second. I want to remind you this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Friday. Oh, I'm so glad it's Friday. As we continue Live and Local Now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
Here's Chuck Hutton from Sahara Motors with a message every businessman should hear.
For 8 years, we have offered the Ken Cleaver special to anybody that comes in, and you'd be amazed at the number of people that still come in, and once the deal's all set and done, go, oh, by the way, what about our Ken Cleaver special? And they automatically get that additional $100. I really appreciate all your hard work.
And the only place that Ken Cleaver special is offered is right here on this radio station. And let's face it, if we're bringing people into Sahara Motors in Ely from all over the state, Wouldn't you like to invite people into your business? You want to invite nice people with money to come spend money with you? Then give us a call, 775-293-1875, or you can email us, NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com. Invite more business into your business. Do business with this radio station. We'll be glad to help you. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I don't care if it rains or freezes, as long as I got my plastic keys right on the dashboard of my car.
Yes, yes, yes.
I can go 100 miles an hour, as long as I got the almighty power. You don't care for my pair of bunny ties.
I just love that. I just love that. It's Friday. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you, live and local now. We get very excited when we get around to Friday, because we celebrate, we have fun. I know a lot of you are just now getting into summer, and a lot of you are looking for an extended outdoor experience. So all you got to do is check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, and your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. I want you to hear, because we've been talking just in the last, four, five, 6 hours, the president acknowledging that we came within 10 minutes of some sort of military reaction to the Iranians downing one of our drones, supposedly in international waters, or maybe not, who knows. But I thought was important. Last night, Sean Hannity on his TV show said that the world is watching this U.S.-Iran dust-up. This was Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel.
Now, Iran made a big mistake. This drone was in international waters. Clearly, we have it all documented. It's documented scientifically, not just words. And they made a very bad mistake.
How okay? Would you respond, Mr. President? How will you respond?
You'll find out.
You'll find out.
I mean, obviously, you know, we're not going to be talking too much about it. You're going to find out. They made a very big mistake.
Yep, Iran made a very big mistake. They will pay. But tonight, the president is clearly giving the mullahs an opening to pick up the phone and come clean and end their hostile behavior. I like that patience. What about all the liberals that said Donald Trump is rogue and we can't trust him? Okay, he's being very patient. Now, after a meeting at the White House, congressional Republicans, they released this statement. Quote, Iran directly attacked a United States asset over international waters. This provocation comes a week after they attacked and destroyed two commercial tankers in international waters. There must be a measured response to these actions. How do we define measured? President Trump does not want war. He said so clearly during the campaign. Not interested in another, you know, years and years long international entanglement. I don't expect one. But in coming days, we will know if the mullahs are smart enough to take the opportunity, which is a small window. It may not even exist within 5 minutes. Because if they don't, the president will have no choice. He will bomb the hell out of them. No need for a long, protracted, boots on the ground kind of war. We have the greatest military, thank God, on the face of this earth. We have the most advanced weapon systems, and a strong message needs to be sent that a huge price will be paid if you take on the United States of America. Simple peace through strength, and it works. In my strong opinion, it is imperative that we as a country develop what I call the next generation of military weaponry. We have learned from Vietnam. We have learned from Iraq and Afghanistan. Sadly, wars we get involved in quickly become politicized. They do not end as they should with complete victory. We don't want our kids going door to door like they did in Iraq and then having Democrats saying, oh, come home, and then being told, never mind, we didn't mean it. America needs the single most advanced weaponry for all future conflicts. I'd much prefer we devastate our enemies from Tampa, Florida. That generation of weaponry is something we need to advance as a country quickly and expeditiously. Thankfully, tonight, we are in a new era. The weak, feckless Biden-Obama foreign policy is long dead and gone. There will be no late-night shipments of $150 billion in cash and other currency in cargo planes headed for the mullahs in Tehran. There will be no bribes. There will be no European frolics. For John Kerry, there will be no United Nations. This is now a different time. There will be hell to pay, and the world is watching.
Well, the world has been watching, and earlier this morning, the president tweeted out that he had canceled a go-no-go with 10 minutes to spare, supposedly. Now, we don't know what the military response was. We don't know how extensive it was. We don't know really anything about it. Stuff may leak out. Don't know. But the one thing I do know is that we were very close to a military action dealing with Iran and them shooting down a drone. No loss of life. We're short one drone. Send them a bill. Send the mullahs a bill and see what they do with it. See if they cut us a check. I mean, we gave them $1.8 billion. You know, cold, hard cash. God, can you imagine counting all that money? Oh, my God. Yeah, I know. Coming up, Nancy Pelosi weighs in on this whole Joe Biden controversy. And not surprisingly, she is defending Joe Biden, which cannot be good news. Cannot be good news for any of these presidential wannabes, Cory Booker and people like that, that are going after Joe Biden. But I will say this, the fact that Nancy Pelosi is actually defending Joe Biden is interesting. That's like putting your finger on the scale, if you know what I mean. I mean, I thought Nancy Pelosi was supposed to be like Switzerland. Apparently not. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Friday. Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, we'll get details on those of you that want to run for public office. The Nevada State Republican Party is going to be conducting a class, an all-day-long class tomorrow here in Southern Nevada. We'll tell you more about that. As we continue, that's at the top of the hour, by the way, live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Hey, down here, it's your tummy talking. I got a message from your taste buds. It's time to go to Taco Time, especially right now, because they're bringing back those delicious cilantro lime bowls you like so much. Remember, with juicy pork carnitas or tender seasoned chicken piled high with fresh ingredients and topped with avocado ranch dressing. Mmm, yummy for the tummy. Take it from me, I should know.
Listen to your tummy. Get a cilantro lime bowl at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump confirming he did cancel a planned retaliatory strike against Iran at the last minute last night. The president tweeting this morning that military airstrikes were, quote, not proportionate to shooting down an unmanned drone, as the U.S. accuses Iran of doing back on Wednesday. The president saying he was told that 150 people or so would die in those U.S. strikes on three sites in Iran. Before news broke that the strikes were even considered, Republican Congressman Mark Green last night was expressing his opinion that such action should be taken.
I think the world needs to see, honestly, smoke and fire. I think Kim Jong-un needs to see smoke and fire. There's been an attack on the U.S. military, and if we don't respond, we're incentivizing future attacks.
Green spoke on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
With the lights out, less dangerous, here we are now. Entertain us, I feel stupid, contagious, here we are now. Entertain us, I'm a lotto, and I'm final, a mosquito. My libido, yeah.
Oh, Paul Anka. Great stuff. Great stuff. Great stuff. I promised I'd let you hear from Nancy Pelosi. Just so you know, it's kind of like inside baseball stuff. But on Thursday is getaway day for the House and the Senate. And as a result, the leaders in the House and the Senate, Mitch McConnell in the Senate and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Kevin McCarthy in the House. I know. They end up doing separate news conferences before they all jump on an airplane and they get out of town. They only work like roughly Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Sometimes they'll come back and they'll have a session of Congress like at 5 o'clock on a Monday or 12:30 or whatever it is on Monday. But by and large, they're a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday operation. I've never understood that. In fact, I was at Victoria Seaman's victory party the other day, and I was talking with one of the people that's going to be an assistant to now city councilman elect Victoria Seaman, and I said, "Boy, I tell you, the way you guys like take votes, it takes you like 3 seconds to do a vote. It takes 17 minutes for the House or the Senate to do a vote." And I'm saying, God, how inefficient. Anyway, they had their news conference yesterday in Washington. And Nancy Pelosi, and I must tell you, this was a bit of a surprise to me. I thought Nancy Pelosi would exact a pound of flesh out of Joe Biden. I'm not sure whether she supports Joe Biden or not. But this was Nancy Pelosi's cut six, defending Joe Biden after the campaign controversy that's been going on all week long. Here it is.
In the conversations about race in the 2020 campaign, and you are the leader of the Democratic Party, and there's been a back and forth between Vice President Biden and some of the candidates. Do you think that is helpful to the party to sort of fight that fight over who best represents the party when it comes to sensitivities about race? Do you think that there are apologies owed or should be extended? And is this helpful to the Democrats at this time?
I think that authenticity is the most important characteristic that candidates have to convey to the American people. And Joe Biden is authentic. He has lived his life. He considers certain things a resource that he has worked across the aisle. That's what he was saying. That's not what this election is about. This election is about how we connect with the American people, addressing their kitchen table needs. For us to spend time on an issue like this, which is important, but it's not central to what the election is about. What the election is about is the financial stability and well-being of America's working families. Central to that is lowering health care costs by lowering the cost of prescription drugs, bigger paychecks by creating more opportunities, building the infrastructure of America in a green way, and having cleaner government by giving them the assurance that what we do here is in the public and the people's interest, not the special dark money interest. That's what the election is about. So while we all have a great vision, all of our candidates, and I'm proud of every one of them, have a great vision about our country and how we go forward, know their specialties very well, and have good judgment, and can talk strategically about how they will get it done. Just watch them. I can't wait to see the debates. But all of that is up here, the vision, the knowledge, the strategic thinking, heart to heart, where they connect with the American people, assuring them that they have an understanding, their hopes and dreams, aspirations, fears, as well as apprehensions. That's what the election will be about.
Okay, fair enough. That's Nancy Pelosi. They tried to ask her another question at this news conference yesterday, as inquiring minds wanted to know. And I want you to listen to how Nancy Pelosi tries to downplay all this Joe Biden controversy. She's trying to put that in the rearview mirror, believe it or not. This again, Nancy Pelosi.
We have massive challenges to our democracy, whether it's the integrity of our elections, whether it's the values in our budgets that we put forth, whether it's the respect for the people of our country, a nation of immigrants, unless you're blessed to be born Native American, and that's a beautiful thing. But we have a White House that says we disrespect America. redistribution of America. What is America? America is the Constitution and our rights contained therein. We do not support our oath of office because we're walking away from checks and balances, freedom of the press and the rest. What is America? America is a nation of immigrants, and we will denigrate them as opposed to what Ronald Reagan said about immigrants and the constant vitality they bring to America. What is America? This beautiful land that God has given us from sea to shining sea and beyond. And this nation, this administration is degrading that beautiful environment as recently as yesterday with their dirty power scam that they put forth to diminish the air that our children breathe. What is America but our values? But our values, which are our values, our budget should be a statement of our national values. It's what is important to our country as to what we think is important and how we invest in the future for our children. That's what we should be talking about. It remains for the candidates to debate among themselves who among them will appeal. Joe Biden seems to have tremendous support in the African American community, but it's for them to decide. It's not for me to make a judgment as to how they're going to react to him. That's what elections are about. Let's see who connects with the American people. Let the election, it's not for us to say this is who we think should be the candidate for president. It's for the people to decide. So we can have this discussion here all we want while the president is calling an attack on our democracy a hoax, while the administration is shutting down up the protections of clean air for our families, while that list goes on and on. So I'm not going to go to that place. I've said what I'm going to say about it and let them all debate it. We'll see that two nights next week, and I'm very excited about it because I think any one of them would be a better president than the current occupant of the White House.
Yeah, Wednesday and Thursday of next week, you'll have the Democrat debates. Just so you know, we're having a here in Southern Nevada, we are having debate watch parties both Wednesday and Thursday. And if you're listening via the stream or otherwise, you can, and you're going to be in Southern Nevada, come on by. It's absolutely free. It is absolutely free. It's going to be so much fun. It's going to be at Rhythm Kitchen. That's on South Decatur, just off the 215. So it's easy to get to. And yeah. Hold your applause, because guess what? The best part about it is that it's free. I thought you'd like that. Nothing better than free, isn't it? Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. Just so you know, coming up, there is a movie. You know how we had the gun background check bill that I think 16 of 17, or maybe it's 15 of 17, sheriffs across the state are refusing to enforce.
Pow, pow, pow.
Yeah. Well, we now have a similar situation brewing. And in this case, it's in the state of New York. The state of New York. And Michael Kearns is the Erie County, New York clerk. They want to issue driver's licenses to illegals. And this was something that came out of the governor's office and out of the legislature. But now at least one sheriff is saying he's not going to do it. We'll tell you who it is and why he's doing it. We'll let you hear in his own words. That's all coming up live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interests. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook. And its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet. Or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Friday. Friday.
Good morning.
Thank God it's Friday.
Friday! It's only the best day of the week. Yeah. Great to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. It is live and local now all across the state of Nevada on great radio stations. KELY in Ely is our flagship. And we're so happy. Wyatt Cox at the controls, as always. Always with a smile on his face. And that's one thing I like about working with him. A big smile on his face. I told you before the break, we were going to talk about what's going on in the state of New York. State of New York, they want to provide driver's licenses for illegals. They want to issue New York State driver's licenses to illegals, which will give them a whole bunch of free stuff.
No, God! No, God, please, no! No! No!
No, it's true. But one county clerk is refusing to issue those driver's licenses. He is Michael Kearns. He is the Erie County, New York clerk. And he was on with Tucker Carlson last night and was asked, essentially, why is he taking this stand? Essentially, thumbing his nose at the governor and the legislature and essentially saying, I'm not going to do it. Here was Michael Kearns last night on Fox News Channel.
The state intervention in this issue must mirror federal objections. Under the 1986 Conflict Immigration Reform and Control Act, it's illegal to hire people who are here illegally. And the memo of the sponsors of the bills stated one of the reasons why they want to grant illegal immigrants a license is to get them to and from work. I took an oath of office to support and defend the Constitution, and I'm not going to violate federal law.
That seems a very straightforward reason. It raises a couple of questions. One, why are other clerks, because that is so straightforward, why are other clerks bowing to the order and issuing licenses in violation of federal law?
You know, when I used to be a New York legislator, clerks are really nice people. They're really good people. They're paper pushers, and that's a good thing. I love being a clerk. However, in this instance, they're not used to working with the legislature. They're taking advantage of the clerks, and they did not work with the clerks and ask for our input. I believe this is a response to the congressional failure to address immigration. And for many of the clerks, they're scared. The governor has the power under the state constitution to remove us from office. So I do believe many of them are complying because they don't want to lose their position of office.
What has the response been to you after you announced that you're not playing along?
You know, I've received tremendous support. However, even today, as we're speaking, the new New York State legislature, they're in session. They're now voting for automatic voting, meaning that people can come to the automobile, the DMV, and they'll be automatically registered to vote. We have many different failings, and I believe this is not about a driver's license. This could be about voter fraud. I'm not going to be part of that. People have been very responsive, very supportive, and I'm going to continue to fight this in district court. And I believe other clerks, there are other clerks out there who are now joining me in this stand saying, we're not going to issue illegals driver's licenses. One of the things that we've been facing, this is a security issue, Tucker. I talked to Homeland Security, and they're very concerned about crime and people getting new identities.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Well, I will tell you, what we heard last night from Michael Kearns, I'll bet you, is what a lot of folks around the country are saying. The same way that I believe 15 or 16 sheriffs are not going to enforce the new gun control law that was passed by Governor Sisolak and signed into law. You know, the legislature passes it, the governor signs it. But then it has to be enforced by sheriffs all across the state of Nevada. And what we're seeing here is, you know, other than I think Clark County, I think every sheriff in you know, a 16 or of 17 or maybe it's 15 of 17 have said, we're not going to enforce that law. And now we come to Michael Kearns in the state of New York. In Erie County, it's the home of buffalo, by the way, in case you don't know. Suffice to say, he said, I'm not going to do it. If these licenses are so these people can go to work and thus are violating federal and state laws, then I'm not going to condone that. Good for him. Good for him. The other big issue we really didn't get a chance to talk about yesterday was the testimony of Hope Hicks, former communications director for the President of the United States, former member of the campaign team, Drop dead gorgeous, by the way, just parenthetically. But she testified before the House Judiciary Committee, didn't really say much because she took executive privilege, or I believe executive immunity, not executive privilege, and didn't answer most of the questions. In fact, Ted Deutch, let's go to Ted Deutch. This is cut to a congressman from Florida on that committee. What questions would Hope Hicks not answer a couple of days ago?
It was a frustrating hearing, and it's also fair to say that the characterization by Chairman Nadler is exactly right. This was the first opportunity for Congress to hear from one of the central figures in the Mueller report, one of the close confidants of the President of the United States, and they asserted this blanket immunity that doesn't exist. We'll go to court like we now have to because of what Hope Hicks did today, but she simply refused time and time again to respond to any questions, including the questions that she answered for Robert Mueller. We need to find out from her. The American people deserve to hear directly from the people who were the subjects of the Mueller report what they were doing in all of the cases of obstruction of justice that were laid out in the Mueller report that he then handed over to Congress to do the investigation that we're now pursuing.
Can you give our viewers, Congressman, any specific examples of the Sure. types of questions Hicks was prevented from answering by the White House lawyer who was there, Yeah. the Justice Department lawyer who accompanied her?
Sure, I can give you two examples, and it'll help explain the range of issues. On the subject of the obstruction of justice laid out by Mueller, that is, the president asked his personal lawyer to fire the special counsel. Then when that was reported, the president asked him to lie about it. Then he asked him to create a false record. Well, Hope Hicks knows about all of that, given the role that she played in the White House. And I asked her about each of those, and we have a right to hear from her to fill in what was missing from the Mueller report. And in each instance, the White House lawyer jumped in and said, nope, you can't answer that. Those were really troubling. But to show you how absurd it is, she couldn't even answer a question about whether she told the truth to the Mueller team, whether she might have perjured herself to the Mueller team, any questions at all, whether she had opinions today about what's in the Mueller report, whether she could read an article and give her opinion about the article. If it had to do with her time in the White House, the White House lawyers jumped in to try to block our ability to get the truth, to continue stonewalling Congress, and to obstruct our investigation into what happened, particularly all of those areas of obstruction of justice that Mueller laid out for us and urged Congress to take the next step.
That is Ted Deutch. He is a congressman, a Democrat from Florida, member of the House Judiciary Committee. Coming up, how do we take the state of Nevada and turn it red again? It's gone blue. There's no doubt about it. We'll talk about that next, live and local, now.